Today, I want to start off with a verse from Proverbs 30:18. There are three things that are too amazing for me, four that I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a maiden. In Exodus 19:4, God compares himself to an eagle. He says, "I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." So I want us to talk about eagles today. That God compares himself to an eagle, and he also compares us to one. Lions are called king of the beasts. Eagles are lords of the air. You've seen an eagle soar, I'm sure, and how majestic they are. Some interesting facts about an eagle. He has, when he's full grown, has about 7,000 feathers. He can weigh up to 15 pounds at full adulthood and eats 10 to 20% of his body weight daily of meat, fish, and whatever. His wingspan can be as long as 8 feet. Their talons are long and sharp and can exert approximately 1,000 pounds of pressure per square inch in each foot. They can carry their food off in flight. They can only lift about half their weight. And sometimes, you know, they dive and go in the water, and if they get a fish that's too big, they'll drown trying to hold on to it. They can fly at speeds of about 65 miles per hour in level flight and up to 150 to 200 miles per hour in a dive. Now, I want you to remember that statistic. Level flight is about 65 miles an hour, but when they dive, it can be up to 150 to 200 miles. They can fly to altitudes of about 10,000 feet, or even more sometimes, and they can soar for hours using the natural wind current and the thermal updrafts. I want you to remember the word soaring, too. One of the most interesting things I learned was they are monogamous and faithful to their mates until death and will only select another mate if they die. Sounding a little bit like humans, aren't they? Their nests are large and average 2 feet deep and 5 feet across, and sometimes they reach 10 feet across because they keep adding and generally go back to the same nest year after year to lay their eggs, which they do once a year in the springtime and lay about 3 eggs. It can weigh several tons, and if they build in a tree, they can cause the tree to fall. A lot of them build on a rock ledge. The rock ledge reminds me of a hymn that I heard yesterday. "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock." Hunting, egg incubation, nest watch, eaglet feeding, and eaglet brooding duties are shared by both parents until the eaglets are old enough to fend for themselves. This is about 12 weeks of age that they can start learning to fly. Like us, they're born with their mouths open. And they weigh from 1.5 to 2 ounces. Now, that's tiny. Pastor Jim and I have 3 bird nests around our house. One of them is over the light at our front door. One of them is in a bush right beside the walkway that goes up to the front door. So we have the benefit of seeing those birds a lot, because if you've been to our house, you know there's a little square there. And when as you go up to the front door, that's we plant with flowers, and our breakfast table sits in front of one of those windows that's on that square. And we saw the bird when he started building his nest and wondered, you know, where in the world is he going with that stuff in his mouth? And then after a while, we found out where he was going. He was going over our light. But the eggs have hatched. And this morning, we sat and ate our breakfast and watched about 8 little babies. You can tell they're babies because they're smaller and rounder than the adult birds are. And that has been a real joy. But those little mouths are like that. And this morning we noticed that 3 babies had, it was almost like their beaks were together and they were going in a circle. And I wondered if, just like us, they were trying to take something away from each other. Because, you know, that's what human babies do. If you don't have any yet, you'll learn it if you have some. But there are 6 things I want to say about eagles. And I'm going to specifically talk about the bald eagle. That's our national emblem, and it's on our seal. The United States seal is the eagle. 1, eagles are born to fly. Now, when they're born, they don't know that. They have to be taught, but they're born to fly. Beginning in the latter part of Deuteronomy 32:10, we read, "He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young and spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinion." And by the way, the end joint of a bird's wing is where they often carry some of them. That's not where they learn to fly. When the eaglets are strong enough to learn to fly, the father and mother know that it's time. So they go in the nest and stir it up a little bit. They take out something that was really comfortable. They loosen it, I guess. I don't know what all the things are, but they stir up the nest really good. And the father does this while the eaglet is out walking around on the ledge. So when the eaglet comes back to the nest and he lays down, he realizes something has changed. Things are just not as comfortable as they were. The next time he goes out, they do a little more until finally the eaglet is ready to fly. And at that point, the mother takes the eaglet. She makes herself available, and the eaglet gets on the mother's back and fastens onto the back of the mother eagle. And she takes off flying towards the sun. Now, an interesting thing about an eagle's eyes, they have 3 lids. 2 go up and down, and 1 set goes sideways. And that's the reason they can fly towards the sun. They're the only bird that has that. And that's why they can fly towards the sun. Well, when she starts to go towards the sun, she goes a certain way, and then all of a sudden, she turns over. And you know what happens to the eaglet when she does. And the eaglet does exactly what we do when we start to fall or when something's wrong. It starts to scream. What the eaglet doesn't know is that the whole time the mother has been soaring towards the sun, the father's coming along behind, and he's encouraging and trying to, you know, however birds can encourage each other. And when that eaglet starts to fly down towards the earth, the father swoops underneath it and catches it before it hits the rock. I can see wheels turning. Psalm 118:13, "I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me." Jude verse 24, "To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence with fault and with great joy." The father keeps encouraging the eaglet to try to fly, and eventually they try again. And sooner or later, he does start to fly. When he does, the mother and father eagle do the same thing we do when our children take their step. They rejoice. They lock their talons like they do when they're mating, and just, it's almost like a little dance that they're doing. And they're rejoicing, screeching and rejoicing over what their child has done. Now, my second point was stirring up the nest. I didn't tell you that. The first one was eagles are born to fly. The second is they stir up the nest. The third point is eagles can see what others can't, and that's because of the lenses that they have in their eyes. If an eagle is way up high, he can see as far as a lizard, as far as a mile below. So he can see a lot of things that you would not think that anyone can see. Number four, eagles do not fear storms. We were talking about storms yesterday at Love Concern. And by the way, Love Concern is so much fun. I hope all of you are enjoying those like ours or enjoying ours, because it's really great to get together and have fellowship. But eagles don't fear storms. They enjoy them because of the strong wind current. Now when we have a storm in our life, whether it be weather-related, family-related, whatever, we don't like that because it makes us uncomfortable. But don't let the storm beat you down. Spread your wings and rise above it and soar to heavenly places and sit with your Father. Number five, the strength of an eagle is renewable. Many of you have heard me say many, many times, I'm sure, that back in 1974, I guess it is, when we had to leave the Baptist church, that before and after the vote and all that happened, as I would go to work every day, I would sing the song, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles." And that song sustained me, that verse sustained me in those days that we were in such adversity. At least then we thought it was. I look back and I think maybe it's the best thing ever happened to us. Number five was the strength is renewable. I want to tell you about an Indian legend. The definition of a legend is a story handed down for generations among a people and popularly believed to have a historical basis. An Indian legend says that about midway through the eagle's life, he starts to lose some feathers and he starts to grow weak. It's almost like a midlife crisis. He goes into a depression and he gets real beat down and real sickly. And instead of flying now, he's down on the ground. And instead of diving for fish and all the other things, what he's doing is groveling in the dirt, trying to find a worm or whatever to eat. And he's just not himself. He's acting like a chicken. The legend says that other eagles see this. And it's almost like they get together and decide, we know where he's been and we're going to help him. So in almost formation, they come down carrying meat in their beaks and drop it in the chicken yard. The eagle starts to eat the meat, and he starts to regain his strength. Well, after he has regained his ability to function, he goes back to the nest or the rock where he learned to fly and is gradually restored to his original condition. Key here is when you're acting like a chicken, you look sick and bedraggled, go back where you learned to fly. Because God made us to soar. He did not make us to act like a chicken. He made us to act like an eagle. So we need to remember that anytime we're where we think is just the worst place in the world, we need to go back to the original place we learned to fly. Now, we can say that that's our home where we grew up, but the context I want to put it in today is the Lord. He's the one that really taught you to fly. He's the one that let you know you could do things that you didn't think you could do, and you tried it and you did it. And he can tell you again, and he will, but you got to go back. When we go below the place that God made us for, we lose interest in the meat of the Word, fellowship with other people that are of like mind, lack of prayer, and our depression takes over our lives. But going back to the source, we are not made to grovel in the low places. We are born to fly. After his midlife experience, eagles live a lot more years. In fact, that usually happens, according to the legend, about midway their lives. And they go back doing what eagles do. They enjoy their families, and they enjoy soaring. But when it's time to die, he goes back to the rock and fastens his talons on it and faces the sun. Now spell that either way you want to. I prefer to spell it S-O-N. Eagles know when it's time to die. And the last point, they die well. Stop and think of the humans that you know who have died and the way they have died. If you're fortunate, you've never seen one that didn't die well. They were an eagle. If they didn't die well, they probably weren't, meaning they were not born again. I was thinking last night, who are some eagles that I have watched die? And I could think of my grandmother. I was not there literally when she died, but I visited her up to almost the point of death. And she was an eagle. As a little girl, I remember her faith in the Lord. It was her hope, she called it. I thought of Beverly Jolly. She was an eagle. She died with dignity. I thought of Bob Jackson. And there are many others I could name. But they died with dignity. You cannot die like an eagle unless you're born like one. And being born again is a secret. You have to ask, believe, and confess. The question I want you to ask today, are you in a free fall? Are you in a valley? Do you need spiritual restoration? Or maybe you were never born an eagle? Only after becoming God's eagle can you soar and sit in heavenly places. But you need to remember, your Father can fly faster than you fall.
Your father can fly faster than you can fall. Man, what, that's a great line, isn't it? That's an amazing, amazing line. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes for a moment. I'm going to ask the elders who are in the room if you'll come up here with me, please. There are some of you here today who may not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. The eagles are not afraid of the storms. They can fly with them, or they can fly above them. But if you're not an eagle, you don't have that choice. And some of you have been facing life with the inability to fly above the storms of this life. The good news is that's why Jesus died at Calvary. That we might be born again. That in Him is the ability to fly above the storms of life. If you're here this morning and you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, or if you're here and you've met Jesus, but that relationship has deteriorated to where you're living with the chickens, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I want to ask you if you'll just stand and come this direction. One of these men will spend a few minutes talking with you and praying and helping you get your eagle wings back. Would you come? Do you need him today as your Savior? Or do you just need him to refresh and renew you in your relationship with him? Anyone else? Father, there are those whom with the eyes of your Spirit I can see feel like they are in a free fall. That what's been carrying them has turned upside down and they are just headed towards the ground as hard and fast as they can go. Not knowing that you're there to catch. Father, catch your children. Lift us on your striped back, that we might be indeed all that you've called us to be. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood, that even 2,000 years later still heals, sets free, and makes right. Father, thank you for what we've heard today. Let us never forget it. Lord, there may be those who indeed don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior who didn't come this morning. We ask you, Father, not to give up on them, but to continue by your Holy Spirit to move and to convict and to set free. Father, thank you for our mothers. Thank you for the influence that they've been over our lives. Thank you for the love that they have showered over our hearts. Thank you for the blessing that they've been in our lives. We give you honor and glory for it. We ask you, Lord, that today, as many, many families are getting together, that your peace and your joy would rule and reign, and that Jesus would be honored and glorified in our lives. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.